send a clear message to Russia. Lisa Brady, Fox News. That appeal from the U.S. to other members of the U.N. Security Council. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Russia must stop its nuclear threats in the war with Ukraine after President Putin said he would use all means available if its territory is threatened. At the same time, moving to expand the area he says he's defending.
Given Russia's intention to annex large swaths of Ukraine in the days ahead. When that's complete, we can expect President Putin will claim any Ukrainian effort to liberate this land as an attack on so-called Russian territory.
Votes are planned in separatist regions of Ukraine tomorrow. Meantime, Russian and Ukrainian forces exchanging missile and artillery fire today, just hours after the two sides swapped dozens of prisoners. President Biden holding his first meeting with the new president of the Philippines on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly in New York, with the South China Sea, COVID, and renewable energy among the topics planned. Top banking executives spending a second day on Capitol Hill, this time a Senate hearing, after telling House lawmakers yesterday it's time to tap the brakes on government spending. But they're being pressed by some Democrats to do more for progressive priorities, like ending financing for fossil fuels, drawing pushback from some Republicans.
The ranking member, Senator Pat Toomey, warned the CEOs that the pressure that they're getting from some progressives to cave to political pressure could be used against them if Republicans were to take the majority. He said that would set a precedent that banks are going to do essentially the will of what Washington wants.
Fox Business's Hillary Vaughn. Progress for U.S. airlines. The Transportation Department says cancellations dropped from more than 3% in June to less than 2% in July, even as passenger complaints were still soaring, up more than 16% in that same time frame. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The man accused of orchestrating a massive Navy bribery scheme is captured in Venezuela after more than 2 weeks on the run.
An international manhunt for Leonard Glenn Francis ended with his arrest at the Caracas airport as he was trying to board a plane bound for Russia, according to Interpol. Francis, a Malaysian defense contractor nicknamed Fat Leonard, is accused of being the mastermind behind a bribery scheme that lasted more than a decade. He pleaded guilty in 2015 to charges including offering bribes to Navy officials to help his ship servicing company, which overcharged the Navy by at least $35 million. He'd been allowed to remain on house arrest while cooperating with prosecutors when he cut off his ankle bracelet and escaped on September 4th. His arrest came on the eve of his scheduled sentencing date in California. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And there's been no word on any possible extradition to the U.S. Just getting word of an apparent migrant tragedy off the coast of Syria. A pro-government newspaper reporting that Syrian authorities have found 15 bodies on a boat and have rescued 8 survivors and trying to save others. A hospital gets caught up in a transgender-related controversy.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee is calling for an investigation into pediatric transgender services at Vanderbilt University Medical Center after conservative political commentator Matt Walsh tweeted a video of one doctor saying gender transition procedures are financially profitable for the hospital. The nonprofit hospital system is pushing back, saying, quote, VUMC began its transgender health clinic because transgender individuals are a high-risk population for mental and physical health issues and have been consistently underserved by the U.S. health system. Vanderbilt says it requires parental consent for treating minors in a Atlanta, Jonathan Siri, Fox News.
Stocks are lower right now. The Dow's down about 90 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.